here.
It's really okay. the camera on top of the light.
Could you zoom in on that perhaps, maybe sort of sketch out what elements make up then that computer vision? Because
okay,
I mean,
the lantern is a normal lantern. Only the hood of the lantern is a bit higher, so it can contain cameras, electronics, etc., etc. So there are, in this case, we have four cameras, each pointing.
Can you throw that? Like we are really.
Okay.
Provoking you. Yeah, I think you can just, you know, create a different corner or.
So on four sides you have LED lights here. They can be separately addressed, they can be dimmed as well. And then you have a camera here, you have a camera on this side, you have a camera on this side and on the other side. And the camera is pointing in a way that it is looking that direction. So there is a certain blind spot here that we looked at the distance of the camera of one light pole and it can reach the blind spot of the other light pole. So with that you could limit the number of blind spots. And if you, there's a screw thing on top of this, if you unscrew it you can lift this part, you can lift it up and do maintenance on it or put another hood on it with different sensors if you like. So with that you can do a couple of things. First, you have flexibility in where you want to put the cameras or the hood with the sensor. You have also exactly the same lanterns but then without cameras. You do not use everywhere cameras. So if you have a temporary measure you want to take in a certain street, you can put the hood there. And if they had their effect or you did your research or whatever, you can collect the hoods and put empty hoods back without doing a lot of technical difficult stuff.
Actually a mobile device.
It's a plug and play.
Yeah.
Plug and play. You can put it there, so they are on the internet with the cards and everything. Inside the hood, each camera has its own computer, and they are virtualized on an edge card.
Would you mind putting that also in?
Whoa!
Maybe if we move a bit to the right.
Camera plus edge computing. And the edge computing basically takes the image and builds a track and sends the track to a central computer. Now, the track can already be analyzed when it's in the hood, so you want to do it. That's why you use edge computing, to do as much computing on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So the knowledge to recognize a certain behavior you can put on the card, and then you get only the message like.
So actually it's automatic that it makes all the loop on its own, also the assessment and also deciding, okay, now we are
assessment for an individual
light.
For an individual sensing. It does not do the assessment for combining it with other data sources. That's done centrally.
Mm-hmm.
So with just experimenting with this, you get in you get a good picture on what has to be done on the edge and what has to be done centrally.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of computer power do you need for it? And this is a way of working where you do not want to limit yourself to organizational boundaries. So what happens if a couple of these lantern poles are in one municipality and the others are in a, in another section or other municipality?